This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:40 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. It's time now for Keep in View and we're joined by Sean Tanis of our news desk to talk about a story that you will want to do that, you know, keep in view. So today we're looking at COVID-19 vaccine producing countries. According to Bloomberg, India is leveraging on the efficiency of its pharmaceutical industries to overtake China in the battle of vaccine diplomacy with other nations. Who needs pandas? Sean, help us understand this report.
Yeah, so initially, China seemed to have the lead in supplying cheap or free vaccines to poorer countries, right? And these are the emerging markets where China has been looking to penetrate for many years. And China also had the pandemic under control long before anyone else did. And India was unable to contain the outbreak with nearly 100,000 daily cases. But Chinese pharmaceutical companies did not appear to be, you know, very transparent in sharing details about their vaccine trials, which was, you know, needed to build public trust in the beginning. And China also has its own 1.4 billion population to inoculate. And this is where India saw an opening, intentionally or not. They took advantage by sending millions of doses to Nepal, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and other countries, subsequently allowing them to begin vaccinations earlier than if they had waited for Chinese doses. And it's not that India doesn't need the vaccines itself, but India's ability to manufacture so many vaccines is reportedly outstripping its ability to inoculate all of its citizens currently. And hence, India saw this as an opportunity to send millions of these surplus vaccines to make friends or to build its influence with other countries. And for example, people in Bangladesh, they have received the Indian vaccination in Dhaka, but their relatives in Kolkata, India, still don't know when they're going to get it. And of course, the Indian government is getting a lot of flak for this because they are slow. India has now announced that it will start vaccinating those in high-risk groups starting from next week by opening the private health market to help this vaccination program. But again, some other countries have gotten their Indian jabs before India.
Mm. So New Delhi has also promised that it won't engage in what's known as vaccine nationalism, right? Or block exports of the vaccines. And the report believes that this policy is actually helping to remove a lot of tension that previously existed between India and other countries. Mm. So analysts really think that this could be a game changer in terms of India's international relations.
Yeah, so for now, India's domestic vaccine producers are free to sell to richer countries, but the government has promised to buy supplies for smaller countries as well as for its own citizens to be given for free. And for the record, India has exported a total of over 35 million shots, nearly three times as many doses as it has used for its own citizens. And India's vaccine industry is basically delivering to both developing and developed economies. And most of them, including some industrialized nations, they are really thankful to India for this gesture because they are now facing delays in deliveries of vaccine made in the West. But again, this doesn't give India like a free pass. For example, Canadian Prime Minister made some remarks recently against Narendra Modi's government by expressing support for the protesting Indian farmers. But at the same time, he's also asking, hey, faster give us the vaccine shipments, we are waiting. It does look like it's also a vaccine for relationships now, not just for COVID. And Bloomberg says for a lot of developing nations, starting vaccinations for many people in high-risk groups with cheap vaccines, that could have like 60% or 70% efficacy rate in trials is better than having small amounts of more expensive vaccine that may not be available for many, many months. And a Bangladesh national who was quoted in the report, he said initially people were skeptical about the Indian vaccines because they came from India. But now the mistrust is largely gone. And he thinks people are looking at India more positively now than before. So it is not just at a diplomatic level. I think even on a political level, even people on the ground, they're feeling that warmth from India and that selflessness thing, coming across from the move.
I find this fascinating because we're in strange times, right? And part of the strange time is the fact that we are seeing the impact that vaccine rollouts having around the world. We've been worried about things like vaccine nationalism. We've been worried about how it will impact developing countries. And now to know that there is, I mean, we always kind of knew it, but to see it in action, that there's a whole diplomatic and political angle to it is fascinating. Let us know what you make of this story of India using the fact that they are a vaccine producing country to make friends and influence people, playing that Dale Carnegie game. You can call us 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for joining us for Keep In View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.